purpose in the darkest chapters of our lives? When we're walking through a valley and can't see what lies ahead, is God still working? Curtis grew up in Bedford, Nova Scotia, where money was tight and life was difficult. His childhood included neglect and abuse, and faith was never a part of the picture. For years, he struggled with addiction and searched for something that would satisfy him. Eventually, that road led to incarceration. But before going to prison in 2022, Curtis reached a breaking point. He remembers sitting on the floor, crying for nearly an hour and begging God to save him. It was inside an Edmonton correctional facility that something began to change. Curtis connected with Chaplain Cheryl Fletcher and joined Malachi Dads, a program helping incarcerated fathers grow spiritually. He studied the Bible, found Christian mentors, and started a prayer circle that grew from 5 men to nearly 20. On November 20th, 2022, Curtis gave his life to Christ. Later, back in Nova Scotia, he found himself incarcerated again at Central Nova Scotia Correctional Facility in Burnside. The environment was loud, threatening, and overwhelming, and Christian resources were difficult to access. Curtis says it could take months to receive a Bible through the chaplain, but a correctional officer eventually found one for him. He also found encouragement through a small radio. Curtis tuned in to Inspire FM and turned up the Christian programming to drown out the yelling around him. Inspire FM was literally an angel in my ears, Curtis says. It was something that I could hold on to and that would give me hope. While incarcerated, Curtis entered a transition to college program and prayed about his future. Nearly 20 possible programs were narrowed down to one: radio, television, and journalism. Curtis could have chosen a shorter program and returned to making money sooner. Instead, he decided, "I'm going to put my trust in God this time." After his release, Curtis enrolled. He has completed his first year and returns in September, specializing in television. More recently, Curtis spent another brief period behind bars. This time, radios were no longer provided to inmates. Curtis says the prison felt even darker than he remembered. Although his faith was stronger, he describes walking through those doors and feeling as though a cloud of demons surrounded him. But in that darkness, Curtis had something to offer. He began studying the Bible with another inmate. Another man saw them, grabbed his own Bible, and hurried over. "I think I need to sit at this table," he told them. At one time, Curtis had needed someone else to carry hope into a prison cell for him. Now God was using Curtis to carry that hope to someone else. As Curtis puts it, "God used radio to reach me in prison. Then he called me into broadcasting." Sometimes God uses the things we often take for granted, like a radio or a Bible, to remind a person sitting in a dark place that they have not been forgotten. Micah 7:8 says, "Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." For Inspire FM, I'm Julie McGuire.